So we are going to get started to our day two of Entertainment Law Institute. My name is Daniel Hare, and I am the current chair of the Entertainment and Sports Law Section of the State Bar of Texas and on the planning team for this year's ELI. And I just want to say real quick a thank you to Amy for all of her hard work, and Gwen and everyone else on the planning team for putting this together, for our UTCLE partners who have been so great with our facilities and logistics and meals and everything else. And it's just been fantastic. And all of the speakers that we had yesterday and on Wednesday at the 101 program, all fantastic. And welcome also to everyone that's watching virtually or months from now, if you're consuming this later. Thank you for participating in everything that we're doing here. So, all right, let's get started with our 8:30 session, The Rise of Sports Content in the Streaming Era. And super excited for our panelists today, two of whom are veterans of ELI and one rookie. And so we're hoping he'll be a veteran as well in future ELIs, and so excited to get started. To my immediate left is Jeremy Evans, who is the CEO, founder, and managing attorney of California Sports Lawyer. He's an award-winning attorney and industry leader based in Los Angeles and Newport Beach, California, an expert in best practices and negotiations in entertainment, media, and sports, and he represents entertainment, media, and sports clients in contractual and intellectual property negotiations with a focus on deal-making, clients ranging from Fortune 500 companies to entrepreneurs, advertising and production companies, studios, agencies, talent, and more. So welcome, Jeremy. Thank you for being here. Oh, look at that. We already got applause. I love this. All right. Active crowd at 8:30 in the morning. This is great. All right. I'm going to rearrange my order since we're sitting in this order now. Bobby Perez is our chief legal officer and general counsel for the San Antonio Spurs, just down the road. Happy to have him here. Bobby's duties include corporate governance, legal affairs, business development, personnel relations, soccer operations, and government relations, and taking out my Oklahoma City Thunder every chance they get, as they did this week. Bobby was also a shareholder at Sheldon and Valdez before that, and also a Bexar County Assistant Criminal District Attorney and an elected official in the San Antonio City Council. He currently serves on the executive board for the Greater San Antonio Chamber and on the Valero Alamo Bowl Board, among other community of organizations in the past as well. So thank you, Bobby, for being here. All right. And on my far left, Baron Ojoho is an attorney at Davis, Wright & Tremaine in Los Angeles. He's a seasoned entertainment lawyer with a broad range of experience, including working in live events, scripted and unscripted media, and corporate law. And his unique blend of expertise allows him to provide comprehensive legal counsel to clients across the entertainment industry. In addition to his work in live events, he has extensive experience in development, production, and distribution of scripted and unscripted media, and has assisted clients with a variety of legal matters, including contract negotiations, intellectual property protection, clearance, and compliance with industry regulations. And so, Baron, thank you for being here. All right. And with that, I will turn it over to our panel, and Jeremy's going to lead us off. So, thank you.
Awesome. So excuse my my voice this morning. It'll get better as we move along. But as we look at this, Bobby, I'm going to turn to you first. How have streaming platforms changed the landscape in terms of sports broadcasting rights for athletes, streaming services, and traditional broadcasters?
Well, first off, thanks for the opportunity to visit with you all today. And to my California colleagues, thanks for sharing and giving me a chance to be a first start on the rookie side. So globally, I'll give you guys a concept. From a structure side, as the GC for a sports team, our main focus with respect to streaming rights is that team content piece. So recall, our athletes all operate under a collective bargaining agreement. And so we don't have unilateral rights to use their content, their name, their image, their likeness. As we all know, that's a really hotbed today. So for the sports side, it's really in a state of disruption. Historically, we have all consumed our television content in a linear format, and with the massive proliferation of this digital content, the way we consume today is on our phones and our iPads, and so that's totally disrupted the financial model. So for us, and I'd say we're probably more common. I'm going to cut all the California teams out because the market's so large and so big and deep.